Well, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, Tracy, go ahead.
Okay. Teresa, you are right that the confidentiality problem in the previous KPFK program director search committee was in fact an LSB member. That's correct. And there
no,
are
I wouldn't,
or
I
should
wouldn't
be.
Say that. I would not
okay,
say
okay,
that.
Okay, okay. Okay, let me finish, Teresa. And there are or should be processes already in place to deal with this, but there were other problems with the process the promotion was somewhat inadequate to deal with. So I don't think they're being quite fair there. And this is difficult for me because one of the things that I think we have to look at is the role of proportional representation.
Sorry, Tracy,
on higher committees.
I was just
and
cut out. Hello, what? Where are we now? I'm sorry. Let's start over again, please. You were just asking to say something else, and then my phone cut out, and I had said go ahead. So please repeat what you said. I missed it.
Okay. I want to say two things. The first is, yes, it's true the confidentiality problem on the previous KPFK search committee did relate to an LSB member, but there were other problems with that process that did relate to language in the motion that didn't really work very well, and I'm sure as part of the investigation team, Teresa, you're aware that there were multiple problems. It wasn't just the one thing. I mean, in terms of the overall motion, there were things in there that I think were helpful. For example, whether or not hiring committees and the LSB as a whole, for hiring committees are bound by proportional representation or not, which is something that we were not clear on, that was in fact formulated in the motion. So we are probably going to have some fights as a result of rescinding this. But I don't think we can allow our hands to be tied by a motion that essentially hasn't worked. So I don't think there's much choice but to rescind it. In terms of, do we need some sort of standardized procedure? I'm going to say, to the contrary of everyone else, yes, I think we probably do, and I think we'll have to revisit this. But that motion, it hasn't worked. So I don't think that defending it makes a whole lot of sense, because when we had PD hire committees and they tried to use those procedures, it didn't work. Okay.
Is there anybody else? Thank you, Tracy. Anybody else to the stack? All right, then I'll call for a vote on this motion. And Teresa, will you read the motion, please?
Okay. To rescind the 3 of 12 motion regarding the PD search and to substitute, quote, language indicating that...
No. Not Tracy. Teresa, not to substitute. And to add... To add... The
add
following
what?
Description. In the first part of the motion, it cites that the LSB may decide to, in its entirety, form the PD search committee, or it may appoint a subcommittee.
I have to say then, Mr. Chair, that you should write the motion out and say what it consists of.
Then
because
I would say
not,
just...
Because if you rescind the whole thing, then it is gone and you don't have this thing about the beginning. I mean, and so you should say, this is the motion now.
Point of information,
because you're not saying what you want to add that to, and nobody can guess what that is.
Point of information.
Yes, Lucette?
I don't want to sound too tedious, but from where did this motion come in the first place? What is it we were trying to deal with?
Tracy for the SAC. It came from last year's personnel committee, and I can't tell you what the motivating factor was. It was never clear to me. It seemed to be that there were PDs going to be hired at that point. The general manager's position seemed to be filled, and that it was important that those hires be consistent across the network. The motion was primarily put forward by, I believe, Nia Bediako and Lydia Brazan wrote most of the text. Teresa, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but that's my memory. And the idea was that the PD, and the idea was that the PD hires should be done in a consistent way, and that the LSBs were confused and didn't know how to put these committees together or what procedures to follow in terms of placing ads and receiving resumes and so on. The motion passed rather narrowly on the full PNB.
So in other words, we tried to dip off our noses where it shouldn't be, and it backfired. So
right.
Get rid of it.
Right.
Let
me give you the wording. Thank you, Tracy, and thank you, Lucette. I am driving because that's the only place where I have a charger for my phone, so I apologize for having this in front of me. But
well, Lucette had said it perfectly.
If you will, I'm sorry, say that again.
I just said Lucette said it perfectly.
Yes, you did, Lucette, exactly. I would say that the motion would be the PD search committee shall be formed by the entire LSB or a subcommittee consisting of 7 to 11 LSB members, period. That's it. So that's the motion.
That the PD search committee shall be formed by the entire LSB
or by a subcommittee of 7 to 11 LSB members. And then that solves the problem, Teresa, of the wording or where it came from or if something is gone. This wording then clarifies.
Don't you mean that the PD search committee shall consist of the entire LSB or?
Yes.
Shall consist of the entire LSB or?
A subcommittee of 7 to 11 LSB members.
Okay.
Chair, I would like to speak against that motion.
Okay.
Two or three people around this table just said that they agreed with what I said. That motion is interfering. Let the LSBs decide how they want to recruit their people. And it could be simple. What's the word we call again? When you withdraw the motion, just rescind the motion and leave it at that. Why are we tinkering with it anyway?
Can I speak? Janet.
Who is that now?
Janet. I think because having the full spectrum of contributors to the PD search committee leaves the Pacifica Foundation completely vulnerable to people who have no stake in upholding any kind of regulations or oaths with regard to, you know, fiduciary responsibility, can reveal all kinds of information about the search, which is confidential and, you know, legally confidential. And it really just lets a lot of, you know, mice into the playpen. It just really does. You can call them listeners or democratic, but we're the people who've been chosen through the so-called democratic process to represent the listeners, not listeners who show up to be part of a search committee. To me, there's no process for them. There's some, horrible as it is, process by which we're elected. But none for these other people besides the 7 to 11 LSB members. That's why I think it's, not quite nosing into local business. It's establishing some kind of restraints on our legal liability.
Thank you, Janet. Anybody else to the staff?
Yes, Lucette.
Yes, Lucette.
I think I understand, Janet, what you're just saying, and it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
To that extent, I will go. Here at PFW, we do that anyway. We do not allow anybody other than LSB members. But what I was hearing is that the committee will be, the recruiting committee will be consisted of the entire board. That's what I heard. I wasn't hearing that it will be made up of LSB members only. That's a different thing to the entire LSB board.
Right.
It's very different. And that's why I'm saying let's rescind the thing. And if at all we're going to change it based on what you just said, Janet, then we make the point that the committee should only be comprised of LSB members. If they want 3, 4, 10, 12, 24,
do you
want to
take out
LSB
the 7
members?
You want to take 7 to 11 out?
Sorry?
You want to take the number 7 to 11 LSB members out
of
the market?
Yeah, let the local LSBs decide.
Well,
I don't think we should go beyond that.
Well, John, why did you pick 7 to 11?
That was the number that we had in the previous PD search, and it's to be a workable number.
Yeah.
And the problem with having the entire LSB is that the whole LSB has to meet, and they may not want to do that, so they delegate it to a smaller subset of their own members.
Trent?
And that seems to be a reasonable, it was a very workable committee. I think we had 10 members on our PD search committee, which is very workable. The smaller the committee, the better. So 7 would be a good number and not too small.
Chat?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Lucette, were you asking to be on the stack?
Yes, please.
Yes, Lucette, go ahead, please.
Again, we are not at the local levels. We don't know what the makeup is. We don't know who the parties are. You could say it's a workable number at 7. It could well be a workable number at 24 at the local level.
That's right, and they could decide it. They would have the option.
Exactly. So all I think we ought to do, because at the end of the day, we could be liable, is that we ask that the search committees are made up of only LSB members. I think that's fair, because at the end of the day, it's Pacific that's going to be
right, answering
for any breach of confidentiality and any duties to us. But
yes,
other than that, nothing else.
That makes perfect sense. But look at our own personnel committee. We have limited it to 6 members. And that is because lower numbers are more workable.
And
so we give them the option of selecting a lower number if they would like.
They can
all get in it if they want.
But they can decide that. They can decide that they can work with 24 people on the committee, if they so choose.
Yes, they can. They can decide that.
So let's not limit the numbers and just go for who should sit and not how many should sit.
So it would be... go ahead, I'm sorry, John.
I think it's important to make sure the numbers are... that we give an indication of what a reasonable number would be. And I think 7 to 11 is a very workable committee size. And if the LSB should decide they want all 24 to do something, all 24 can do it. But if they want a committee, the committee should be workable. The problem with committees is often that they become too large and unwieldy. So we're giving our recommendation because we want them to have the option, but to recognize that a lower limit may better serve the needs of what they're trying to accomplish. Janet, you were to the stack?
Well, yeah, I'll just say I think a number lower than 7 really is a very small minority of the LSB. 7 seems generous, you know, in terms of a sampling of the LSB. If more of them want to join on, they can, but if fewer do, then that really is that's a faction, you know.
Point of information.
Yes, this is Tracy?
No, this
who is that?
Okay. My point. I came to the meeting late. What time are we ending this meeting?
I don't know. Let's.
Well, I noticed that on the last meeting we had a little problem that we got down to like only three people on the call. We might want to decide how much time we spend on this.
When we're going to end
the meeting. Because I'm going to run out of juice on my phone. I don't know about other people.
Part of our agenda at this point. Let's simply move to the vote unless there's any question about it.
Okay.
I mean, this is what we've been trying to do, I think, for maybe 20 minutes. And there were some important issues raised. But I would like to just call for the vote if you would read the motion, Teresa.
That we rescind the 3-2012 motion regarding the PD search, and I don't know what the verb you want in there, substitute or
no.
Add. You said add.
No. I just said and adopt the following language.
Adopt
the following language, and then just put what you had before. Remember how you... you changed a word there and made it a little bit clearer.
And adopt the following language, that the PD search committee shall consist of the entire LSB or a subcommittee of 7 to 11 LSB members.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are we ready for the vote?
Yeah.
I think we are. All
Alan
right.
Alan says okay. No. Janet Coleman?
Okay, just a second. Teresa. The chair calls for the vote. So let's...
Ooh.
Let's just go in order, and we'll start with, New York?
Yes to the motion.
Okay, that's Janet Coleman, yes. All right, and then move to WPFW.
I vote against it, no.
Okay, and then move to Texas?
Alan says no.
Okay, and then to California, Tracy?
I'll vote yes, but I have some procedural concerns with the way we're doing this, but
okay.
I will vote yes.
Okay, yes, and I will vote yes, but I think that was tied. So then the motion passes.
What about Janice Lane Ewart?
Janice Lane Hewitt, I think she had to leave the call at 6, she told me.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the motion passes. All right.
Passes 3-2.
3-2. Now, are there any other items on the agenda? Again, I think we've covered mostly everything. Have we
fireworks on my phone.
Oh, fireworks on your phone?
Yes.
Well,
there's
that's right. After the
kind
4th,
of
we celebrate.
Must be because we're ending the meeting.
Oh, see that? So there's nothing else. Is that what you're telling us?
So are we going to confirm our next, we already know our next meeting date is July 22nd.
July 22nd, and then our next regularly scheduled meeting will be August 12.
Okay, good.
All right.
And shall we say the time for adjournment? Are we ready to adjourn the meeting? Is everybody on board with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, then we shall adjourn the meeting. At what time, please, Teresa?
What time is it, do you know? 9:55 Eastern.
9:55 Eastern. Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
And we'll begin in a couple of days at the B&B level.
Great.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.